Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Zen, be right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. Seriously, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something. Come on, everybody, you know it. Say it all together. Do something more than nothing, because that's really what it boils down to. If you're not doing something, if you're not involved, if you're not engaged, then what good are you, right? I mean, we really do want to make a difference. Like I said, a lot going on in the news. Brad Dagan's going to join me after the first break. And I know that I got a bunch of stuff I want to talk to him about. I wish I had him for 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? Really, in all sincerity, there is so much to go over, so much coming up that you know we're going to have to look forward to. I say that kind of tongue-in-cheek. I don't want to look forward to anything that this administration is throwing at us. If you're in the state of California, anything that administration is throwing to you, too. They're totally lost souls up there in the administration. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I said, get engaged, get involved, be part of the solution. I might as well do this one, too. You know, Republican governors, you got to give them credit, man. For once, they're starting to come together. They're starting to work together. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they can legally do this. I know that the states still have some kind of autonomy in protecting their states, right? I mean, that's why they have the National Guard and the police departments and so forth. So now you get a bunch of states that are coming together and are going, hey, the feds aren't helping us. The feds aren't saving us. The feds aren't doing their job. I mean, just because one group doesn't do the job, does it mean that nobody gets to do it? Nobody gets to engage, be involved, do whatever? Got to ask. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, 24 of their peers, on Tuesday launched the American Governor's Border Strike Force, aiming to take on a deepening migration crisis in the southern border. You know what I love about this? Can you imagine if all these guys got together, all these guys pulled a few of their bucks? Now remember, this is the majority of states, 26 of them to be exact. Which is why they should be listened to. Somebody should be paying attention to them at the court level. And they really should, again, if these guys pool their dollars, think about what they'd be able to do at the border. Because these border crossing, as you all know, I don't have to, you're pretty smart people, I do not have to educate you all on this. You know as well as I do that there's a lot going on there's a lot going on the border, and they come across the border, they go into these different states, and let's just be honest about it. They're taking resources, they're taking jobs. There's so much going on, we can't handle this kind of influx. I don't care what you think, what you say, how you feel. Not interested in how you feel, I'm interested in the reality of the situation. A news release announcing the new group came a day after a March report for U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Now, that report noted the highest level of migrant southern border crossings in more than two decades. Ready for this one? 221,000. All right? I also heard a report that 53%, right in there, of these people, plain and simple, should have been turned back for breaking the law. And I don't mean breaking the law just coming over the border. There's a lot more to the law than just coming over the border illegally. And I'm not going to go into details, you know, basically when you're two countries away or a full country away, you don't have the right just to walk in. There's a process you have to go through. You don't just get to jump over the border. Doesn't work that way. Now, the American Governor's Border Strike Force is in some way modeled on a more narrowing, focused Arizona Border Strike Force. Now, since the inception of the Arizona group, and I think it was 2015, officials seized over almost 1,000 pounds of fentanyl. Wow. 13,000 pounds of methamphetamine, 1,700 pounds of cocaine, and 800-plus pounds of heroin. But hey, these are just people coming over. They want a better life. Look, I'm sure some of them are. I'm sure some of them are trying to take advantage of getting over here. Right? The new multi-state task force, its members will share intelligence, strengthen cybersecurity, improve efforts to keep children and family. And that's the other thing. I love it. They're all about the kids. They're all about keeping the kids safe. Oh, the poor kids. But are they really? Are they really worried about the poor kids? Because I don't think they are. If they were, they'd be handling this mess a little better. Although, not a little better, a lot better. But they don't care. You can't convince me that they care. 855-732-5563. Brad Dinkins joins us after the break. Really, truly, don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always tell you, get involved, get engaged, do something, as I like to say, do something more than nothing, okay? Which means you may have to do a little reading, a little understanding, finding out what it is, whatever the issue is that you're hot on, don't just start yelling about it. Make sure you're informed. Make sure you have a clue. And I don't always have a clue. I just know the right people to call. I know the right people to bring in. I know the right people to bring on. So I kind of sound smart. You know what I'm saying? The Reverend Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. I always tell you to go over to PJI.org, PJI.org, and Brad, I got to tell you, you know, when I go to events now, or I'm speaking at an event, and I start to tell people, you know, where they can go for help, I now have people almost jumping ahead of it and saying to me, I know, Brad Dake is over at PJI.org, right? Seriously, I got the biggest kick out of it. How are we doing, my friend?
Oh, doing great, and that's always good news to hear that people know where to go to get help and that they'll be assisted without charge. So that's good news, really good news.
And I also met an attorney today who's a retired attorney, but she's helping you do some, not you, but your company, do some research. So, you know, there's all kinds of ways people can get involved in helping you do what you do and then tell people what PJI does.
Oh, you bet. Through offices now in 17 states from coast to coast, we're a nonprofit legal organization, and we defend religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life for everyone without charge. And what makes us unique is we don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure that no one is left on the side of the road. And because of that, our cases are just increasing dramatically. We have 85 cases in active litigation. That number is growing and growing, and we're working very hard. We're actually looking at some more states to open more offices, not because we would want to have an office, you know, everywhere, but simply because of the volume in these states of people needing representation, and we're committed to going above and beyond to do that and to make it happen. And we're very, very grateful to those Americans out there who believe in what we're doing and become a part of our team. And every donation to PJI is tax deductible. They can also keep up with our cases and litigation by getting our Legal Insider newsletter. They can do all this by going to our website, PJI.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, PJI.org.
Yeah, a great institution. They've helped quite a few people. Quite a few people have written me and let me know that they've had nothing but positive positive experiences with you. So, hey, let's since you're Mr. Optimist, I need to understand something here. So apparently the justices won't block removal of an Air Force officer who refused the COVID vaccine. I don't know if you heard about this, but I think it was Monday they denied an injunction request of an Air Force Reserve officer who asked to be shielded from the disciplinary action over his religious-based refusal to get COVID. You know, Brad, he may have done it wrong. I don't know. I'll ask you in a second here. But the way he laid it out, in a court paper, Dunn argued that the government leaders had painted the vaccine as a moral obligation and thereby caused it to take on a sacramental quality, which in turn violated his religious conviction. You know, he goes down the list of some of the some of our elected officials who called it, you know, a godly duty, if you would, to do this thing. So they brought religion into it. He thought maybe he would, too. But the justices will not take this up. Does he have any recourse locally?
Well, I'm sorry to hear they're not going to take it up. I'm not sure he argued it the best way. I wish he'd gone to our website where we give clear instruction and parameters on how to effectively lay out and articulate your points and convictions and beliefs in a way that's very persuadable and understandable and backed up with Scripture. You know, we were very careful not to tell people what to believe, but we give them instruction on how some guidelines on how best to communicate that effectively. So anyway, moving forward, you know, he can always appeal it, and he can file that. You know, hopefully he has good legal counsel. You know, there's a real battle taking place among the military because this administration is fighting to basically have a dishonorable discharge of thousands of courageous, sacrificial men and women who have the strongest morals and convictions. And those are the kind of people we want in the military. That's why, you know, our military is different than other militaries around the world. You know, even like in World War II, you know, there are people fleeing East Germany to West Germany because they knew if they were under the American Army control, they were less likely to be abused and raped, etc. versus the Red Army. So it's real important that we maintain the integrity and the character, and having people in the military that have strong religious convictions, that's a plus. That's not a minus. Unfortunately, Defense Secretary Austin, appointed by Biden, he is just committed to purge people of faith from the military, come hell or high water. That's what he's committed to do. And unfortunately, the Biden administration, that's their mantra. So, you know, fortunately today, or just recently, you know, the mask mandate was lifted. But the battle is not over, and we at Pacific Justice, with our attorney in our Philadelphia office, who heads has a specialist in military law, we're still helping countless numbers lay claim to their rights and hopefully prevent from being dishonorably discharged from their active service of our country.
Yeah, as I'm reading through this, or as some of the notes I made on earlier were, all three of the justices who wished to grant Dunn's injunction were nominated to court by Republican presidents, Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch. So they were willing to grant it to him, but apparently, who's the, God, I can't think of the judge who oversaw this. One of the female judges. Anyway.
Yeah. But I think what's important here is the fact that, you know, the case, it's not over. He was seeking, you know, injunctive relief.
What does that mean to us lay people?
Well, yeah, like, and we're actually talking here practically about emergency injunctive relief. It's very difficult to get emergency injunctive relief granted by the Supreme Court. Now, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we got it on behalf of churches that were shut down in California against all odds, and it sent ripples. But the case will still be headed up again on the merits, I'm sure.
All right, got to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Brad Dacus right after this.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues,
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby at a briefing Tuesday is asked why the United States is providing aid to Ukraine in slices rather than giving them everything they need that the United States could have provided months ago.
If we were to, let's just say that we followed the alternative logic, and at the very beginning of the invasion, we just said, here's everything in the shoebox, let's just send it over there. What if everything in the shoebox doesn't fit the fight that they're in?
The Justice Department says it will appeal a federal mask mandate only if the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention determines the mandate remains necessary for the public's health. This comes after a federal judge in Florida struck down the mask mandate for airlines, trains, subways, and buses. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, it looks like it's going to happen.
We are back. So, Mr. Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of this. Hey, here's a scary thing for you, right? Some news information just came up a little while ago. If you think about it, Joe Biden has announced a couple of times that he'll seek re-election. Now, if re-elected, he'll be 85 by the end of his term. Nancy Pelosi is 82. Dianne Feinstein is 88. And McConnell is 80. These people have spent their life in D.C. They have spent their life at the Capitol. All right? And they've made a good living while being there. There needs to be term limits at some point in time. There needs to be these cognitive tests after a certain age, a certain time. Think about the hypocrisy behind the Democrats right now, trying to remove Dianne Feinstein, trying to tell her she's got to go because she can't hold a conversation. I'm sorry, have you met Joey B? Right? Anyway, let me bring him on. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, always a pleasure to have you. That stuff just makes me nuts.
Yeah, I will. Here's my prediction. I may be wrong, but I predict, despite everything you're hearing in the news, and him, you know, and Biden going to Iowa recently, and going to New Hampshire recently, I predict he will not be running in 2024. I think this is a flanking move, so that people will not discredit him, and that will take him seriously. Politically, if it's understood that a president is not seeking re-election, they're in a much weaker position, and other people in the party start exerting more authority. And I think that's what he's going to try to prevent from happening. This is a political move. I do not believe it's a sincere statement of what he's going to do. I do not believe he will be on the ballot in 2024. That is Brad Dacus's prediction right now.
Well, I hope you're right. I really do. I hope you're right. I hope that he gets, God, we've got to straighten this mess out. We've got to turn this around. I have Democrat friends now that are just shaking their head and cannot believe the foreign policy mess that we're in. And they are hardcore left-wing Democrats, and they can't figure this out, you know? So they're seeing it.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying?
They are. I will give him one bit of recognition, and it's been really hard because I really try to be fair with who's in office. I will give him a recognition for recently announcing that he is going to be encouraging nuclear power plants to not be closed, but to continue to function. And yet I read in the same article where he was doing that, the Sierra Club is totally against this. They say, no, we need to shut down the nuclear power plants for the environment, even though if we shut them down, we're going to have more fossil fuels and more carbon emissions. But I look for something positive. I actually found something positive to acknowledge that he's doing, and I think he's doing it out of belated desperation because the American people see that everything is going up, and we do not have energy. We don't have the energy to fund all the electric cars that are going to be coming out. So I'm glad there was something of logic that was done by this administration. I'm going to give him recognition for that. But I had, you know, it's taken quite a long time for me to find something at some time, you know, to do that.
And there's no internal, like here in California, the grid couldn't handle the amount of electricity that's required to do that. And with everything that's being pushed by this governor, and I'm sure other governors soon, they're not going to be able to do it. They're going to have times that you could charge your car, just like you used to have times you could go get gas. That there's no way around it because we don't have the capacity. And the majority of power plants, at least here in California, are driven by what? Natural gas.
Right. And they're trying to shut off our oil and gas exploration. The Biden administration has been horrific. The reason we have higher gas prices is because over 3 million barrels a day of production has been stymied and stifled by the Biden administration. The numbers are all there. It's very clear. And had we stuck with the Trump policies and the Trump administration, we'd be in a very, very different position right now with regards to oil and gas production and much lower prices and a much stronger economy and lower inflation.
Okay, so here's a glory hallelujah moment, if you would. Judge Catherine Kimball Mitchell, I think is her name, right? The federal judge who blocked Biden's travel mask mandate. I mean, she had all the right reasons. I mean, I love the fact that she talked about the CDC overstepping their authority, if you would, laid out why and what have you. Interesting that the left went right to work and tearing her apart, because they're a bunch of ageists. Apparently, she's too young to be a judge. She's too young to have any experience to know any better. Give me your thoughts on how that went down, and you know, where are you with her, if anywhere?
Yeah. Well. The reason they're attacking her is because she's a Trump appointee.
Yep.
That's the reason. She's a judge, actually, who looks at the law. That's what she did. She looked at the Administrative Procedures Act, and she looked at the language of it. And in doing so, she saw that it did not support the actions of this administration to continue to require masks after 2 years of this going on. There's not the emergency justification, number one. Number two, the science and medicine studies do not support it any longer. Number three, the Administrative Procedure Act is actually much narrower in its application, dealing with foreign viruses and things like that coming in and being a direct threat, you know, to justify these immediate actions. This is all throughout the United States. We're not preventing something from coming to the United States. And they also all looked at the void for vagueness argument and saw that there was clear void for vagueness with regards to the Biden administration policies and the lack of sufficient justification. She's actually, one thing I liked about her, unlike some other judges, she actually said, you know what, government, you have to be able to validate what you're doing. You have to validate the emergency with information, not just whims. You can't just make general statements and just expect us all to have blind faith. You need to have an opportunity for feedback, for a public scrutiny. That has not been provided at one time in clear violation of the Americans Procedures Act. So, I think she handled it correctly, and I salute her for doing it. I'm just so glad. Had it not been for President Donald Trump appointing her, we might all be wearing masks as we speak right now.
You know, it's amazing how quickly, when they don't like something, they go digging for anything they can make look negative. They go digging for anything that they can pound on something or be nasty with these people on. I find it just, I mean, I feel bad for some of the people they go after, but it's so telling. And you just, you know they're going to do it. There's no way around it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And but we're now seeing things starting to close in against the tyrants. And I'm just so glad, you know, that we're seeing that happen. You know, the you know, we see you know, so much you know, tyranny. You know, the yep. The FDA and Pfizer, it's just come out that they knew that the COVID shot caused immunosuppression, and they didn't disclose that. And even the British Medical Journal just came out, very prestigious, validated peer-to-peer review. Validated the exact same thing, and it took a lawsuit to get this information out. I mean, we have reason to be very suspect, and it's coming out, and I think we're going to see not only public accountability, but also potential legal actions as well.
Yeah, one of the questions I asked you when we were on break was, hey, if you can prove, and I don't know how hard or easy that is, but if you can prove that they knew that there was an issue, they knew there was a problem or a potential problem even, but yet said nothing and still let it out there, they would be liable for damages, would they not?
There's a good chance that they would be. The general rule is that pharmaceutical companies are immune from liability for injuries occurring as a result of vaccinations that they produce, or even quote-unquote vaccines. These aren't even really real vaccines by the true definition. But I find it doubtful that generalization would include concealing information as to risk and harm that they know of already. You know, they, for example, on just one of their information, their studies of a group, they discovered a total of 38 cases where the vaccine killed people.
Wow.
And why didn't they reveal that? You know, they're saying, oh, it won't kill you. Oh, no, they knew darn well that it kills people, and they need to be held responsible for it.
Wow. Joe Mazzini, your host. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders. orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Let me just bring him right back on again. I don't lose much time with him. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. PJI.org. Brad, again, before we get into this, for people just joined us, let them know who PJI is, what they can do to help.
You bet. We have more offices across the United States than any other legal organization defending religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life, all without charge. And we don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases. We sincerely work to make sure that no one is left on the side of the road when it comes to religious freedom, parents' rights, and the sanctity of human life. If you want to support our work with a tax-deductible donation or would like to receive our free regular, our weekly newsletter, the Legal Edge, or just simply go to our Legal Insider, just simply go to our website, pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org.
Yeah, and people, you always say to me, how can I help out? How can I make it happen? You know, how can I make a difference? Well, this is one of the ways you can do it. If you don't want to be, you know, calling and supporting and doing those kind of things, go ahead and support PJI. It's the best thing you can do, seriously, to make a difference. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, Brad. So much stuff going on out there, truly, honestly. You started talking, we'll hit some other things in a second here, but trans, quote-unquote, trans woman who impregnated two other women in prison, and I'm thinking to myself, how does that work? I thought that they weren't attracted to other women, and the parts and pieces that they're not supposed to have anymore because they're in transition. I don't get this. This thoroughly floors me. I don't even know what to do with this.
Yeah, so here's the facts. The overwhelming majority of these, what they call trans women, which are men, 100% men, who have a alleged mental condition, gender identity dysphoria. So they're men. And that's the fact. That's the truth. So the overwhelming majority of these men with this mental condition are, number one, they're still sexually turned on by women. Number two, the overwhelming majority still have their male body parts. They may be taking hormone shots to try to grow artificial breasts that can't produce milk, but they're supposed to look like women's breasts. But they're not women's breasts, and that's why they can't produce milk. But nonetheless, they have the male, you know, reproductive organs. They're turned on by looking at women. They look like men, with the exception of their chest and, you know, the regular shots they have to take that their body doesn't produce. So that's what happened. They, you know, they're showering with the women and everything else. Two women got pregnant, and they don't get pregnant by a woman. That's impossible. They got pregnant by a man. Yeah. Now, we can sit here all day, Joe, and play the game of the emperor has no clothes, or, you know, the gender has no identity, whatever. But reality is reality, and it just makes society look stupid and irresponsible. And this is what was predicted, and it's going to happen over and over again, unless we come to terms with reality. A man is a man. If he has gender identity dysphoria, he's still a man. He has a mental condition. It needs to be addressed and dealt with love, compassion, and understanding. But this kind of a policy makes absolutely no sense, presently implemented by many of the prisons in the United States, including California's.
Yeah, again, they talk to us about following signs, they talk to us about that kind of thing, and yet they're doing absolutely nothing just because somebody feels a certain way or thinks a certain way. And the numbers don't add up. I mean, when you look at, there's a young lady on YouTube right now, I just started following her, and she detransitioned, and she explains her journey and how they really truly talked her into making the change because of the way she acted or what have you. She never really felt like a boy. But they made her believe that she was.
Right.
So,
public
and
schools
she's
are doing
it
all
she's
the time.
She's working with a lot of these people. And
right.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say public schools are doing that all over in blue states. At public schools, counselors are, you have these confused feelings. You're 12, 13. We're going to salute you and we're going to empower you to change your gender. As opposed to giving the child counseling to address the issues, the peer-to-peer issues or the traumatic issues or some other kinds of issues, that are environmental factors that have come into play the role that they need counseling and treatment for. Instead, they just push them all along for gender transition, permanent sterility, followed by high depression and suicide. Most die before the age of 30. It's irresponsible, and I think we need to call it out. And fortunately, I think we're going to be doing that more and more, and especially as we get closer to the election.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting how I keep pushing people on our end to not to give up, to keep fighting, to, you know, find an issue, find an elected official you can get behind that you trust, that you know, and make sure that you're supporting them, make sure you're helping them. We're not going to beat these, as I was telling somebody today, you're not going to beat these bills by simply complaining about them. You have to remove the people that are in office that are getting behind them. Look at what's going on in Florida right now because the right people are in place. Right?
Right. Oh, yeah. And the Governor DeSantis is doing an absolutely fantastic job. His parental rights legislation that just went through is great. Legislation moving through to empower and help foster care families do a better job and encourage accountability and responsibility for dads. He's doing a fantastic job. This election is going to be interesting because, you know, we have a number of issues within the primaries. Usually it's not as exciting, but, you know, we have, like, for example, races where, you've got, you know, like there was half a dozen Republicans that voted to impeach Donald Trump. One of them is here in Southern California, Young Kim. Yep. She's the incumbent, or she's running against, retired Lieutenant Colonel Greg Rath. Well, Young Kim voted to impeach Donald Trump and have him removed from office. And a lot of Republicans, I'm hearing, they feel betrayed that she would vote to have Donald Trump impeached and removed from office. That's an interesting race to watch, and I think Greg Rath actually has a very good chance, Lieutenant Colonel Greg Rath, to see that seat flip. But I think we're going to be – there's a lot of great races across the country, and many voters are holding – politicians accountable. It's not just a matter of, well, you're this party, so I'm going to vote for you. They're looking to see, are they the true blue Republican and conservative, and really stand up for what I believe in. And those that aren't, like Mitt Romney, I think they're starting to see the end of their careers in the near future.
Listen, I hope you're right, because it's a conversation I had today again with the group I was speaking with, where I said, hey, look. Bottom line, with an R doesn't mean that they're an R. Simply having
right.
an R in their name doesn't mean, look at what they're doing, look at what's going on. And make sure that you're not just voting for somebody. A lot of people say, well, a D, no matter what, any R is better than a D. And I say, really? Is it? Is Romney really working out in your favor?
Right. You know? Yeah, he's exactly. He's a classic senator from Alaska, Murkowski.
Right.
You know, that's another one.
And the one from Maine.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think we're gonna see some voters go to the polls this primary. And I think we're gonna be surprised. There's gonna be some incumbents booted out for forgetting their constituents and what they really believe in and what's important to them.
Oh, yeah, and the bad part about some of those guys is that because of their voting records, because of the way they handle things, there are people out there going, why do I bother voting? I did vote for a Republican, and look at what he does. They go, you voted for the wrong Republican then. Get back
right.
in the fight, get back in the ring, get back on the horse, whatever, which one of these you want to use is fine by me. But, I mean, my God.
Right.
Hey, a little giggle here. What do you think about these border state governors sending busloads of immigrants to D.C.?
I think it's fantastic. My only criticism is that one of those buses only had 10 immigrants. Should have been full. So, for economic efficiency purposes, should have been full. But other than that, I think it's absolutely fantastic, dropping them off there in D.C. And this isn't just a stunt. This is a policy, and Governor Abbott of Texas is moving full steam ahead. I think others will do the same.
Well, I hope you're right. And I guess I don't know if you know this, but there's 26 governors that have gotten together, and they are working on the immigration issue themselves. And they'll be donating and pooling money, pooling resources to get the wall built and keep the immigrants out of their states and cities and what have you. So we're seeing them finally start to come together. Right,
yeah,
right,
and I want to clarify just a little point, is that they have nothing wrong with immigrants, but they do have a problem with criminals, people who are illegally coming into our country in violation of the law. And I salute. We all Americans should salute those who are working for the enforcement of the law with fairness and integrity for immigration. And that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing.
I agree with you. I look at my whole family are a bunch of immigrants. And it's the same thing there. It's like, I don't mind. I've got nothing against immigrants. I come from a family of immigrants. Do it the right way. So you're not always hiding.
Right.
You're not always looking
right.
over your shoulder. Okay. Brad Dacus, Pacific Justice Institute. PJI.org. PJI.org. All right, Brad. God bless. Keep up the good work, people. I'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.